Entertained a motion about a recess back into public hearings?
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Riley.
Second.
Second, Mr. Schaefer, any questions? Take the vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mr. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I'll be, yes, motion carried. Now back into our public hearing. Operator, would you check if anybody online wants to make comment for the public hearing?
If anyone on the line would like to make a comment regarding this application, please dial 5-star. Okay, we have Judy Roll. Please state your name and address before making your comment.
Hold on, what is it? We've been in the position here. Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Okay, my name is Judy Wall. I'm from District 3. I live in Lewis, Delaware. Good day, County Council members. Today, you members have an important responsibility to address deforestation, water pollution, and flooding through a buffer ordinance intended to better protect waterways from the impact of development that continues to rise along with those waterways. This unbridled development will continue to greatly impact our ability to head off all the flooded headed our way. I honestly think we should be framing our pushback to development as a safety issue. Our Sussex County population is becoming too large for safety and comfort. Our climate is changing. If you don't believe me, believe your eyes. We are experiencing rising waters with more frequency, more increasing rainfall events packed with intensity and duration, and we are one of the unlucky regions in the country to also have subsidence. This combo presents conditions that are unfavorable for an adapted, mitigated, sustainable life here and for wildlife species is already proving fatal. We are asking County Council to think about the decade ahead, even a few years ahead. Sadly, a large segment of our residents view U.S. members that are predisposed to short-term futures and gains when they want you to focus on resilient investments. We are speaking out today because the point of no return is
given to Mark, please.
And feel that doing nothing is no longer an option. Before making future buffer and land use decisions, I appeal to you to please read a book, read lots of books, and then read even more books. From hearing several questions today from the council related to trees, it has become obvious that reading any or all of the following books would be of great benefit. My favorite is a Sand County Almanac. It's an absolute must. In addition, The Heartbeat of Trees, another book, The Hidden and The Secret Wisdom of Nature. Another book is Delaware's Outstanding Natural Areas and Their Preservation. Another favorite of mine is House Earth from the late Pulitzer Prize-winning author E.O. Wilson, who just passed away after Christmas. These books by celebrated conservation heroes like Professor and Dr. Wilson, Henry David Thoreau, John Muir, Aldo Leopold, and Marjorie Stoneman Douglas have been life-changing and eye-opening for me, especially in regards to conserving the land and waters on which all life depends. I ask you to engage in more conversations with our local scientists, arborists, hydrologists, ecologists, conservationists, naturalists, and environmentalists. Sit down more and have conversations with Chris, Kate Hackett, and others affiliated with conservation groups like the Delaware Nature Conservancy. Because you need to preserve and protect our trees into perpetuity. You need to protect us. Forests are our best defense. Pervious surfaces are HVAC defense. We are paving over Sussex County. There is just so much water left for drinking, only so much forest left for wildlife and flood mitigation, and only so much room left in the atmosphere to store excess carbon. Not recognizing the benefits that buffers and forests provide will end up being a regrettable mistake, costly to everyone. Thank you, council members, for giving me the opportunity to speak today.
Okay, thank you. Operator, is there anyone else online? Thank you. Operator, can you put on the next speaker, please?
Next speaker is Henry. Henry, your line is open. Please state your name and address before making your comment.
Hi, my name is Henry Bennett. My address is 31442 Peachtree Lane, Frankfort, Delaware. I'm a sixth generation farmer out of Frankfort, in Westminster Baxter for some time. Obsessed and listen to it, but I would like to say that I wholeheartedly support Director Basin and what he's proposing, and I think this ordinance is long overdue. However, I think the confusing nature of this allows special interest of developers to slide in. It allows them to ask for forgiveness and not permission. That's why we do not even incentivize it, we need to require it. A buffer today will not be what it will be in 20 years. So we need to hold these developers accountable and make them assign buffers that will work for the future for those of us that will be here in 20 years and still enjoying the waterway for this county. My second point is that they suggested the council create an organization. This is kind of another example of development and concern problem on taxpayers and as they do elsewhere with things like institutions. I think we need to fix this ordinance so that it speaks to this county in future years, rather than saying, oh, we'll let the council deal with this and make it do it for them. I think my third point would be, you can't farm in the buffer, but you can plant grass, yet landscape grass, farmer toxic to maintain the chemicals. If you see this on golf courses because it's not food grade, so why are you allowing turf grass in the buffer? But you can't farm. The only acceptable buffer for nutrient runoff has been learning nutrient management courses, which I attended the Southeastern Vegetables and then through a base program on other ones, would be a woody buffer that could be required. My fourth point would be that it's not a property rights issue. is whether or not you citizen input over that special interest. A lot of things are great in this, but a lot of things seem like they were tailored development, as was mentioned in the chat. My fifth plea, and this is not related directly to this ordinance, however, I think it should be included, is to close the zoning loophole. So, for example, if you have a 50-acre property, 25 are in wetlands slash buffer, you're allowed to build 50 houses on the remaining, you're allowed to build 100 houses on the remaining 25 acres. These densities just do not make sense close to water, and it's allowing them to tailor the needs of their development without actually looking at density requirements and what can actually fit and what we have the infrastructure to do. I'd like to point out also that agriculture will never complete with development, so that's why we need ordinances like this to make Sussex County an enjoyable place to live and create a future for all of us that live, work, reside in Sussex County. Thank you.
Thank you. Operator, can you check on the next speaker, please?
Yes. If anyone else on the line would like to make a comment, please dial 5-star. Okay, next we have Marty. Marty, your line is unmuted. Please state your name and address before making your comment.
Hi, my name is Mark Lander. My address is 205 Chad Place, Ocean View, Delaware. I'm interested in making a few observations. I actually have far more to say, but I think we've heard all of that from many of the other folks, so I will not take more of your time. First of all, I do want to thank the council. I know this has been an arduous day for you. You've heard quite a bit. I'm president of an HOA, and one of the things I'm concerned about in this ordinance is the expectation of HOAs to police themselves to manage these buffers. I recognize, you know, that the plan will be there, but one of my great concerns is the fact that HOAs have contradicting pressure to put upon. Owners don't want to pay more. There are always other things that need attention, and I can easily see funds not being available and not allocated. The fact that there are professional managers in many communities does not remove the pressures of awarding children. The other thing about this that I think, again, relates to the HOAs, is that HOAs lack any police power. If HOAs are going to be expected to manage property outside of their ownership, you know, what powers will they have to compel the person across the street or another easement holder elsewhere to do their necessary work to ensure that the plan is functioning? I do realize the easement holder will have some power, but I do think that needs better explanation. I'd also like to make a point. I heard one of the other speakers speak to this. It is true that members of elected bodies in Delaware take an oath before God, but it's an oath before God. The oath itself actually calls for the protection of the Constitution of the nation and the state, but equally and perhaps even more importantly, it says your obligation is to keep working in the interest of the people, but also not just those who are here today, but of those who will come. I'm seriously concerned that in many cases, we hear about the rights of the property owner. But the truth is, those of us who are not in the position to be selling our homes or land to developers, our property owners too, and we have rights. And John Stuart Mill, occasionally Justice Holmes and Abe Lincoln, are very often credited with saying the following: your freedom to act ends at my nose. I think we can honestly say that is particularly applicable in situations like this. I do realize this constitutes a burden on a landowner who wants to develop, but we all suffer if, in fact, you know, it's not properly dealt with. I think we need to be mindful of the fact that other owners have rights as well, and certainly our noses are clearly involved when there is a fish kill. I think we need to be mindful that the actions we take to protect the rights of property owners have to include all property owners, not just those who choose to sell their land. Finally, I would ask, and I suspect given the time this will occur, that you not take action today, and that the record be held open. Clearly, we've all heard a lot during the course of the day of value to all of us. I know there are things I want to reflect on and write back to the council about. I'm sure that the members of the council feel the same. I think it would be wrong to close the record today, so I certainly hope, as you reach your conclusion of the hearing, that you do hold the record open, and that you do take time to deliberate on what you've heard and what may come in subsequent to today. And with that, I will yield the floor back, and again, my thanks. I recognize this could not have been an easy day for any of you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Especially Doug.
Operator, next speaker, please.
And Robin.
Yeah.
Next speaker is Carol Stevens. Please state your name and address before making your comment.
My name is Carol Stevens. I live on Harry Ridge Court in Lewis, Delaware. And again, I do appreciate all of the work and time that has gone into this very important issue. I'd like to just bring up a few points. I think the lease agreement was the point made by the Delaware Center for Income Aid. I believe that we should remove the section that talks about buffer options because it's just wide open to interpretation and loopholes. And we're going to continue to have excessive loss of work and short order runoff. Also, like the last speaker just mentioned, there has been such a high level of support, number of questions, concerns, asking for clarification. I think it really deserves that the entire working group come back together and address these issues and how can we really clean this proposal up. My third comment is I'm very distraught with the statement when there was a picture shown of a house that instead of having a 50-foot buffer, wetland buffer, it basically has a 12-foot wetland buffer. The house is under construction. And there, you know, people chuckled when they saw that picture because it's so egregious and the state made, there's no recourse. That's already been approved. That's not how it was approved. If you actually take a look at the development as it was approved maybe 10 years ago, there was a wetland buffer there. But you have to understand that the people come down from the city, they've never heard of a wetland buffer. They don't know the questions to ask. And the developer makes the maximized profit bill in the wetland buffer. The people can see that their entire lot has been bulldozed with all the native trees, the oaks, the pines, the cedars, and that lot does not have one tree on it. That lot will be treated 5 times each summer with chemicals as part of the HOA plan. And all those chemicals will go right into the tidal wetland, into the remote bed. Now, what effect will that have on the aquatic life? Will we continue to have record numbers of fish kill? So I ask, as our last caller just mentioned, please hold this subject to a business. Get the working group together again and review all of the questions, comments, and concerns before you close and make a new one. Very important proposal. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you. Thank you. Operator, is there anyone else on the line?
Next, we have Amy Isaac. Please state your name and address before making your comment. Your line is open.
Hi, this is Amy Isaac. I live at 1894 Green Gulch, Coast, in Rehoboth. I just want to thank the Journal and as a real member for your lengthy time here today. I'm a resident of Colorado, and I support the ordinance. I would support wider buffers that were on the table. But I do ask that the recommendation, the amendment recommended that the LRF application be today, particularly addressing enforcement and problematic section G. I have a hard time picturing how, if I live in a development that was depicted where half of the width of the buffer was removed and potentially based on the other side of the stream, I have a hard time kind of visualizing how my development would be protected from flooding in that scenario, and how the stream would be protected from runoff in my development. I'm a homeowner and a recreator. My family really cares about the water quality here in the area of Reaches, 84, 9, and 10. And from here, we go to Upper River Bay. My kids love catching crabs, puffer fish, we found live sand dollars and clams. And it's really late for swimming in the bay, but my son got a hair infection after one of those, you know, bathed out on the water. And the doctor really felt that it probably came from swimming in the River Bay. So between that and concerns with swimming and fishing advisory, we really increased our uses of the waterway. So I, you know, commend this ordinance for putting forward water buffers to help protect that water quality and improve that water quality over time. And I would just add one more thought that, you know, not everyone is looking to build a home directly on the water. There are a lot of us who would love to have a wooded backyard. And that's really hard to find here, particularly in Rehoboth. My husband and I are kind of restricted to where we can buy our home. And I wish we had more options with wooded backyards. So I think that's another, you know, sort of thought to consider. But again, thank you for your time.
Thank you. Operator, is there anyone else on the line?
If anyone else has joined the conference line and would like to make a comment regarding this matter, please dial 5-star. At this time, there is no one else on the line who would like to speak.
Thank you, operator. Mr. President, at this time, I believe that there was some intention of possibly suspending this public hearing to a later date and then continuing it on, and that was pursuant to our rules, Sussex County Rules of Procedure, number 1.4.
If anyone would like to make the motion, I'll entertain a motion to suspend the hearing pursuant to Sussex County Rules Procedure Rule 1.4 and continue this hearing on February 22nd, 2022.
Make that motion.
Advertising as required for ordinance and our hearings. Motion, Mr. Schaefer.
Second.
Second, Mr. Hudson.
Question on the motion. Mr. Schaefer, I'll take the vote.
Yes.
Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
I vote yes.
And Mr. President, just to reiterate, since it's a suspension of the meeting, it is as if this hearing continued on. And as you know, our rule has always been one bite of the apple. So if Correct. Anyone spoke today, they did not get the chance to speak again.
How do we handle any email correspondence?
Just receive it as part of the record.
Part of the record as we would normally.
Yep. Would our staff be permitted to respond to
sure.
some of the points raised today?
Yes.
Staff can respond anytime. Okay. Mr. Medlars, come right on down. I know you've got two or three quick things for us. It was three.
Good afternoon again, President and Council. Now appearing in my function as county engineer for numerous projects, starting off with the Herring Creek. That is the pump station project. You have not seen me talk about that one since we awarded it. And the good news is it is moving forward, but it is moving forward at an unacceptably low speed. It has caused problems. It has caused problems with our various HOAs and the various subdivisions. We have put the contractor on notice that liquidated damage will be assessed. There will be no question they will be assessed. And they will be substantial. We are still discussing what the weather impacts were, so these days will be accounted for in the final change order. However, this one here, we needed to get some of these items off the books. because they have been carried for quite some time, and the majority of them were credits. So I wanted to get this resolved. You see on the attachment, I gave you the details on what each one is, and there we moved some manholes around, we shortened some pipe sections, etc. But the end result was there is a credit. The credit will be taken now, but we will see you again with a final balancing change order, which will include the damages.
You have a motion?
Yes, we do have a motion. Be it removed based on the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department, the change order number 2 for contract S20-06 Heron Creek Chapel Branch Sanitary Sewer Districts with Robinson Road Development Area Pump Stations. Phase 1 be approved, decreasing the contract amount by $54,098.91 for a new contract total of $5,254,121.09.
Pleasure, Council.
Contingent upon USDA concurrence.
Pleasure, Council.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Riley.
Second.
Second, Mr. Hudson. Any questions? Take the vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
I would guess. Next, sir.
Collins, a quick question.
Yes, sir.
You may not recall, but almost a year ago now, this is probably the first complaint I ever received from about this contractor. Is he the problem? Is he going to be able to perform and finish out this job?
He's essentially finished.
Okay.
But you're correct. That was equipment placement. Equipment's not being moved. Equipment is obstructing traffic. That's them.
Are you going to have enough money in your last draw to cover your damages? Okay.
It may be all of it.
Next, sir.
The next one is the South Coastal Project, Rehoboth Project. In this case, it does have two big components. First of all RFIs issued by either the city or by us, by our team, Environmental Services team. We haven't discovered any discrepancies which would trigger, you know, change orders we don't like. So these are all modifications to scope which we've asked for. And the biggest one by far is the one you see where the city requested the assistance to do the pump station work. And the city will pay that, and Ms. Jennings knows that. The city will pay that change order directly. That's not part of the financing package. That will be carried on the books. It will be identified as a change order. But the bill will be paid directly by the city.
Okay.
So that is important. The other one is for Ramco, our general contractor, is when we initially bid the project, we did not have the full transient analysis for the effluent force main through the outfall. That took a lot of effort. We went through 3 iterations. I was very much involved, and that's one of my specialty areas. And we came up with a comprehensive recommendation package, what had to be done in order to cut the pressure transients down to an acceptable level. And we had the contractor price it out. We compared it to our general labor and equipment contract. It was more advantageous to go through Ronco, and we make a recommendation to include that scope, which would be the county's responsibility. But these are actually off-site improvements. 2 new air release manholes, changing some of the air release sizes around. So all this would be part of that change order under that piece. So that will bring the effluent capacity hydraulically even under transient conditions, and you saw the most egregious transient condition is power failure when the 2 biggest pumps are running. That creates the biggest transient. Would make it safe for us to operate under these conditions with the new pumps in place.
Yeah, motions, whichever you got.
That's the first one. That's the one for the general contract. Be removed based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department, the change orders number 15 and 16 for contract C19-11, South Coastal, WRF Treatment Process Upgrade number 3, and Rehoboth Beach WTP Capital Improvement Program Phase 2 General Construction be approved, increasing the contract by $324,996.81 and by $88,132.23, respectively.
Pleasure, counsel.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Riley.
Second.
Second, Mr. Hudson. Questions on the motion? Take a vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Next, sir.
Moving to the electrical side, the city has a series of booster pumps in the headworks in the T1 building. They're changing one of the booster pumps out. They asked the contractor to provide the change out, make some changes to the piping. In addition to, they're providing all the equipment, but the contractor will have to make electrical changes. That is priced out by BW. In addition, we had a proposal on the South Coastal side, which triggered a credit change order from the electricians, where we made some modifications to some of the circuits which are not needed based on further analysis. So we have a cost which is associated with the Rehoboth side and a credit which is associated with the South Coastal side that we have. That's why we have two change orders on the electric.
Would you motion, please?
Be it moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department, change orders 13 and 14 for contract C-19-17 South Coastal Treatment Process, upgrade number 3, and Rehoboth Beach Wastewater Treatment Plant Capital Improvements Program Phase 2, electrical construction, be approved for an increase of $20,018.56 and a credit of $6,485.87, respectively.
Pleasure, counsel.
For adoption.
Motion, Mr. Riley.
Second.
Second, Mr. Hudson. Questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I will yield. Motion carried. And last, sir.
The long awaited.
Yeah. You're the one we've been looking for.
The long awaited stairway from the mezzanine. So we talked about this a few times. We all know what it's all about.
Mm-hmm.
And I completely kept it separate from any and all issues with one exception. The electrician also priced in this particular change order the outlet changes which were needed. We raised some outlets, had some additional outlets, and ran some control circuits for the AV equipment. Remember, the AV equipment is separate. There were some modifications to the AV equipment. The AV equipment PO has not been finalized, but we believe the changes here for the electrical are final. That was a heavy lift. For a couple thousand dollars was a heavy lift. So the vast majority of the change order is related to the stairway. And we needed 8 trades to chime in, as you can see. 8 trades were affected by getting that stair out the back door. So the change order here now closes the stair issue. We have the fire marshal approval. We have the fire marshal permit. We're good to go.
There you go. Please read.
We do need the stairs. I have a couple of other issues, Mr. President, which are churning in the background.
Right.
But I wanted to bring this forward by itself and by itself only.
Sure, sure.
Be moved based upon the recommendation of Sussex County Engineering Department to change order number 5 for contract C-19-04, Sussex County Public Safety Building, be approved, increasing the contract by $58,245.80.
Pleasure, counsel.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Schaefer.
Second.
Second, Mr. Riley. Any questions? We'll take the vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
I will yield. Motion carried. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Mr. Parker.
Good afternoon, Council. Almost evening here.
Almost. Yes.
I will be brief. I know that's well appreciated. This one's on our business park improvements project, our project 82111. We presented to you, you will recall, at our November 30th Council session, the chronology of the development of our business park leading up to the most recent design efforts and packaging of our bid documents for advertisement. During that session, the engineering department recommended and council approved the rejection of all bids received with the original bidding of the project. And this was due to various numerical discrepancies that we had discovered, and we were charged with an immediate rebid. We did so on the following day, December 1st, rebid the project. with an identical scope. We had a total of 6 bids that we received, and those were publicly opened on December 21st. Subsequent detailed review reviewed no substantive discrepancies in the submitted bids, a good thing. The low bid was submitted by Adel Construction. Total project bid of $3,839,433. As a result, the engineering department is recommending award of the project to Adel Construction for the noted amount.
You have a motion?
Motion is as follows. Be it moved, based upon the recommendations of the Sussex County Engineering Department, that the low total project rebid for Project 82111 Delaware Coastal Business Park Improvements be awarded to Adel Construction in the amount of $3,839,433.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Hudson.
Second.
Second, Mr. Schaefer. Questions? We'll take the vote. Mr. Schaefer?
Yes.
Mrs. Green?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you, sir. Mr. Ashman, come on down.
Good afternoon. I'm here today for the proposed Millville by the Sea Villages A and D expansion of the Sussex County Unified Sanitary Sewer District. This would be in the Millville area. The engineering department received several requests from GMB LLC on behalf of their clients, ASF MBTS LLC Incorporated, the owners and developers of the project known as Millville by the Sea. This request includes parcel 134-15-9101, 16, 19, and 18. These four parcels make up what they are referring to as villages A through D and are proposed at 601 EDUs as approved by the town of Millville. Project will be responsible for system connection charges of $6,600 per EDU or current rates. We would like to request permission to prepare and post notices for the public hearing of the annexation of this area.
A motion?
Motion. Be it moved by Sussex County Council that the Sussex County Engineering Department is authorized to prepare and post notices for the Millville by the Sea, Villages A through D expansion of the Sussex County Unified Sanitary Sewer District to include parcels 134-15-16-18-19-91.01 as presented on January 11, 2022.
Pleasure, Council.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Riley.
Second.
Second, Mr. Hudson. Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Schaefer?
Yes.
Mrs. Green?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
I believe that motion carried. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much.
Ms. Jennings, grant requests.
Thank you, Mr. President. The first request is William T. Spooner, American Legion Post 17. They are requesting $5,000 for kitchen range replacement at Post 17. There are no previous grants to this organization. Mr. Schaefer placed on the agenda.
Mr. Schaefer.
Mr. President, I'd like to offer $3,000 from the 3rd District account to the American Legion.
So you're short a little?
I'll offer $500.
Thank you.
I'll offer $500.
How much we need total?
Needed five, so we've got, right now, we've got four.
$1,000 more.
We got four. He's doing three. She's doing 500. I'm doing 500.
You're doing?
I'll do 500.
I'll do. And if I do five,
then when they go, got the 5,000.
There. Okay.
Thank you very much.
Motion, Mr. Schaefer. Second, Mrs. Green, to grant $5,000 to the William T. Spooner American Legion Post 17 for kitchen range replacement, being $3,000 from Mr. Schaefer's Council MAC account and $500 each for Mrs. Green's Council MAC account, Mr. Hudson's Council MAC account, Mr. Riley's Council MAC account, and my Council MAC account. Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mrs. Green?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
I believe that motion carried.
Okay, next one, Seaford Tamar is requesting $5,000 for their Friday Night Live and Facade Improvement Program. Last grant awarded to this organization was $500 for the Friday Night Live. Mr. Vincent placed on the agenda.
I'll make the motion to grant $2,000 from my council magic account. I'd appreciate that.
I'll make that motion.
Motion, Mr. Riley.
Second.
Second, Mr. Hudson, to grant $2,000 to the Seaford Tamar for community event expenses from my council magic account.
Anytime you ask me to spend your money,
I know you appreciate that, yeah. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Schaefer?
Yes.
Mrs. Green?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
I will, yeah, motion carried. Next.
Okay, and the last one is Clothing Our Kids is requesting $5,000 for their Clothe a Kid project expenses. Last grant awarded this organization was $5,000, which was $2,500 for Mr. Riley, $500 for Mr. Vincent, and $2,000 from the countywide youth grant. Of note, this organization did also receive a human service grant of $2,740 in October 2021. Mr. Riley, placed on the agenda.
Mr. Riley.
I'll do $2,500 again. If I don't know if anyone else wants to join in.
Is there money available from the youth grant?
If you want to use youth, I would not go over the $2,000 we did last time. Looking at the budget, we're about where we were last year. We're a little bit lower than that last year, actually. So,
what would you do that?
So if you want to do the same as last time, you did $2,500.
$45.
It's $2,000, yeah.
I did $5,000, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, we'll do the same thing.
Okay.
You spend my money. Taxpayer money. We have a motion, Mr. Riley, second, Mr. Hudson, to grant $5,000 to the Clothing Our Kids for operating expenses, being $2,500 Mr. Riley's council bank account, $500 from my council bank account, and $2,000 from the countywide youth account. Question on the motion. We'll take the vote. Mr. Schaefer?
Yes.
Mrs. Green?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
I will, yeah, motion carried. Introduction, proposed zoning ordinance, Mr. Moore.
Thank you, Mr. President. First one is Mr. Schaefer's district. An ordinance granting conditional use of land in a MR medium density residential district for multifamily dwellings, 42 units, to be located on certain parcel of land lying and being in Georgetown 100, Sussex County, containing 9.72 acres, more or less.
Mr. Schaefer introduces it.
The next one's Mr. Riley's district, an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a C2 medium commercial district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Gumbrough 100, Sussex County, containing 10.546 acres, more or less.
I'll introduce it.
Mr. Riley introduces it.
And the last one is also Mr. Riley's district, an ordinance amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an HR1 RPC, high density residential district, residential plan community, to HR1 RPC, high density residential district, residential plan community, to amend conditions of approval of change zone number 1858. That was ordinance number 2621, relating to the workforce housing requirements, internal road standards, and amenities deadlines for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 14.8455 acres, more or less.
I'll introduce it.
Mr. Riley introduces it.
That is all, Mr. President.
Council member comments. Council member comments. Anybody got anything else that's to say today?
No, sir.
Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Schaefer. Second, Mr. Riley. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Schaefer?
Yes.
Mrs. Green?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
I will. We're now adjourned. Thank you, everybody, very much for your time and patience.